You're listening to the Are We Enlightened Yet podcast, where we demystify the spiritual and wellness worlds and take the pressure off being superhuman to give you full permission to just be a human. Thanks for being here. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe, give us 5 stars and a written review, and share with your friends. Let's get into the episode. Hi, Sid. How's it going?
I'm fine, yeah.
Now that we are, like, trying to switch up our intro, it feels, like, hard to just, like...
to just dive right into it.
Conversation going, but...
we're still trying to find our groove.
You know, it's... you would think we'd find it, but it's harder to find than you think.
Yeah.
It just... it is. But...
episode 12 and we're... 11? 12. And we're still struggling.
Welcome to being...
human.
How are you?
I'm good. This week has been, I don't know, kind of interesting. I went to, like, a healing session with one of our friends, and she helped me do some, like, emotional unblocking stuff, and it really cleared up some stuff, but it helped me realize how disconnected I am from my emotions, and I didn't realize how disconnected I was emotionally, so it was, like, kind of like a jarring truth, but like I feel relieved that I finally like have that like clarity and kind of have like a almost like a game plan for myself to kind of reconnect with my emotional body and find that space to connect with myself in that way now. So I don't know, yeah, this week has been good. It's been like really insightful and pretty boring besides that, honestly. You just know, been
boring's not a bad thing these days.
Boring is fine, yeah.
That's fair.
That's my week.
That's, I feel like that's a good week. Yeah. Consider all things considering all in the things world.
Considered, honestly. Yeah, I'll take it. How are you?
I'm pretty good, actually. I'm doing better today than I probably have all week. Yeah, it was just a big week, personally. Closing of a chapter that I really wasn't expecting to close in this way and all that. And as you can tell, I don't want to talk about it, but at the same time, that was just how my week was. It was pretty, closed off, very emotional. I binged like crazy. I literally bought these cookies and they're expensive because I'm celiac. So like nothing I buy is cheap and they're from Lakeview Bakery and there is 8. They're pretty big cookies in a container. I've bought 2 packs of them this week and eaten both packs in 1 full day.
What kind of cookies are they?
They're chocolate chip.
Oh.
Are they good? Not particularly.
No.
No, but I just, like, couldn't stop. Like, I was just very much trying not to feel.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that's what I was doing. Mm-hmm. And there was just no doing anything else. Mm. So I was like, ah, well, okay. This is what we're doing. But
yeah,
today's a better day. It's Friday.
Yeah.
We're going into the weekend.
It's funny. You're trying not to feel and I'm trying to feel.
I know. The funny thing is like, I don't really feel to begin with. So, like, this is just, like, par of the course for me. Mm. Like, emotions. And don't get me wrong. I really felt it this week. But at the same time, it was, like, trying to find those, like, coping mechanisms. Yeah. There was just so much that went into this week.
Mm-hmm.
That there was just so many ways, like, I was, like, incredibly dysregulated, trying to reground. It was just a wild week, but where I can tell I'm coming out the other side of it, so, I'm looking forward to the weekend.
Yay.
To just chill and be an introvert. I feel like I haven't been an introvert in a while, so I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, that'll be good. I love weekends like that, where you have, like, no pressure to do anything. You just can be in your own space, guilt-free, do what you want. Yeah.
And people are, you want to do anything? You're like, absolutely not. No, thank you. Yeah. Please don't talk. Text me, don't call me. Leave me alone. Yeah, no, I'm really excited, because I don't know why. I just feel like the last few weeks have been, like, crazy busy, which is great. They've been super full, but I don't really know with what. And then you know when you're just like, I just need to be alone.
Yeah.
Like, you just crave that, like, alone energy.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm looking forward to. But by the time you guys hear this, I'll be long past that.
Like, yeah, I'm back in the world again.
Yeah, exactly. I'll be like, somebody will ask me a question about it and I'll be like, what are you talking about?
Introvert? What?
No. Socializing. It's summer. Hopefully. Today's episode's quite fun. We're going to talk about psychedelics, which Sid has a lot of experience in. I have no experience in. I think I said it in our last episode. I'm like, I've never done a psychedelic. Ever. I've smoked weed. I can probably count on two hands how many times I've smoked weed.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the saying?
I don't know.
Sure. It is now.
It is now.
So, let's get into it, Sid. Take the lead.
All right. I feel like I'm going to do a lot of talking this episode.
Good. People will be like, thank God, shut the fuck up, Robin. All you do is talk, you stupid Gemini.
Where is Sid back in the background?
I'm a Gemini.
So I've had quite the little journey with psychedelics, and I don't even really know where to start. In high school, I smoked weed quite a bit in grade 12, because my first 2 years of high school, I was in a relationship where I was kind of restricted on the social side of things, let's just put it that way. And so when I got out of that relationship, I was so adamant on just catching up on my high school experience and, allowing myself to just be that, like, rebel teenager who just, like, got into shit and had that, like, phase of, like, experimentation. So grade 12, I smoked quite a bit of weed, and it was just, like, I don't know. I feel like I was your average, like, 17-year-old girl just smoking weed at parties and, like, getting a little high and, like, nothing too crazy, you know? It's just, yeah. And then I kind of started dabbling more into the psychedelic realm the summer before I left to university. And that was like, my first year university was like a wild ride, because I did a lot of like MDMA and like party drugs like that.
Can I ask, like, what was it that made you want to try those? Like, what were you originally looking for when you did it? Because, like, like I've said, like, I've never done it. It doesn't.
Okay.
I've
so
never
like
felt the need to.
My first experience being high was actually in the summer, two of my friends went to a music festival and they like had their first experience like doing MDMA and like doing the whole like festival experience, getting high on Molly, like whatever. And they came back and they were like, "Oh my God, this was amazing. Like, you felt like you were on the clouds." Like, it was just like they were hyping it up so much, and I was like, I want to experience that. Like, that just sounded so much fun to me, right? Like, who doesn't want to be floating in the clouds and just feeling like everything in the world is perfect, right? And so that summer we went to like a little outdoor music festival in Calgary. It was called the Mad Decent Block Party, and that was like the first time that was the first time I did MDMA along with my friends who just came back from their festival experience. And it was like a high that you never felt before. And I don't want to like glorify it, you know, but like for me being 18 years old and who's only done like weed up until this point, and at that time, like, getting high was just like not even fun anymore. It was just like more of like a habit, and I didn't really get that high from it. And so from going from there to getting high on Molly, where you literally couldn't feel your body and it felt like you were literally walking on clouds. And I remember like looking to my friend, I'm like, "Oh my God," like, I was like, "I want to feel this way forever. Like, I've never felt so happy before." Like, it was just that rush of
endorphins
and like endorphins, serotonin, dopamine, like, I don't know, all the good feeling hormones were just flooding my body and my brain, like, as what drugs do. And so after that experience, I kind of had a glimpse of like, "Oh my God, like, this is what drugs do to you. Like, they completely alter your reality and your state of being. And it's like a tangible, good feeling that you can feel mentally, physically, emotionally, like all of the things." And so that's kind of like, I don't want to say what got me hooked, but that's what opened my eyes to like how good you could feel. And this was like prior to like me being spiritual at all too. And so then I went to university having that MDMA experience, and then I had some instances where I kind of dabbled with like mushrooms, and then more MDMA with like friends and like party settings. And then I started just getting into like this this habit of doing drugs with my friends. Like, that just started being like the new norm for us. Like, it was my weed smoking turned into MDMA, like rolling almost every weekend, just like the the crowd I was with, the people who I was hanging out with, the guy that I was dating, that was just, like, the culture I was in, especially, like, first year university. It's, like, party central, right? And so it was kind of like this for probably, like, 2 months of just a lot of MDMA. And then I had one solo trip with myself just doing mushrooms, and that was, like, really eye-opening because that was the first time I actually kind of dove into, like, the more spiritual aspects, because I really started noticing, like, the awareness expansion and just, like, how heightened my intuition was. And at this time, I was just starting to do, like card readings and, like, things like that, like, tapping into, like, my spiritual side but not actually, like, diving deeper into it. So the drugs were honestly, like, my introduction to spirituality. Like, that was, like, my way of connecting to myself. And so then I kind of started abusing them less and less. Like, I stopped doing MDMA 2017. But then that year, 2017, is when I started going to the music festival Shambhala. And that's, like, drug central down there. And, like, I know it's, like, it's more than that. Like, it's the community, it's the music. But
it's also drug central.
It's also, like, so much drugs, right? And so when you're in that environment and all your friends around you are just, like, so into the drugs, right? Like, it's easy to get caught up in that and kind of forget, like, why you use these substances. And that's where I was. Like, I was kind of getting lost in just, like, the good feelings of them and abusing them and using them as a party drug. And I was kind of losing my way in that sense because I was very aware of, like, my intuition being heightened, but I wasn't, like, harnessing it in, like, a healthy way. I was kind of just like, oh, that's cool. I have, like, this, like, higher awareness, but I'm going to continue partying and whatever. And I kind of just actively was choosing to ignore that awareness that was being activated in me. And so it was honestly, like, me in this state for, like, a year and a half. And then I kind of...
So, sorry, a year and a half of it being, like, a party state?
A party state, yeah.
Yeah.
Complete party phase. I would have the odd time where I would do, like, a solo trip and kind of, like, dive into, like, journaling and meditation. But even then, like, the, like, awareness that I would, like, have, I wasn't integrating it. And it was just like, oh, that was a cool experience. Or, oh, wow, that was so profound and life-changing. And then to come back to reality and then just go back to living, like, my normal life and then go, you know... do shrooms as, like, a party drug, you know?
Right.
And so still very much abusing them at this point. But then I kind of hit, like, a personal rock bottom in the summer of 2018 when I was at Shambhala. And this was my second last acid trip. I wish I could say this was my last acid trip, but this was my second last one. And I remember just, like, on the come up, and I was getting high, and it was, like, I think it was, like, day two of the festival, and I was, like, surrounded by all of my friends, and we were at a stage, and the music was, like, bumping, like, the good vibes were there, but then all of a sudden, like, something shifted in my awareness, and all of a sudden, like, it's like the lights, like, went dark, like, in my conscience, mm-hmm. like, things just took a turn in that experience. And then I'm even, like, shaking yeah. and vibrating right now, like, remembering it, like, it's... It honestly was such a traumatic experience because all of a sudden, like, it felt like I was talking directly to the universe. Like, my awareness was so high and so activated that, like, I couldn't ignore my intuition. Like, it felt like my intuition was externalized in my environment. Mm-hmm. I don't know how else to explain it, but it felt like everything that was going around me was like, a metaphor and a reflection of what was going on inside of me. And so a lot of fear came up as this, like, heightened awareness was, like, intensifying and intensifying, and I was completely losing control. I was losing control of my mind, and then it felt like I had, like, fully developed, like, schizophrenia and, like, psychosis.
Oh, my God.
And so I was, like, coming up to the peak of my high, having this realization, like, I've lost my mind. And so I was, for probably, like, 20 minutes during this, like, period, like, of time, everyone around me was dancing, like, nothing was happening, but my, like, reality in that moment, it was just me coming, trying to come to terms with, I've developed schizophrenia, I've officially lost my mind, there's no coming back from this, and it was me trying to find peace in that I no longer had my mind. Oh, like, my God. I was out of control 100%, And then I couldn't even, like, and none, like, all of my friends who were there, they couldn't even, like, if you asked them if they knew what was going on, they didn't, because I was, it was such, like, an internal experience, and it was so intense, and I was so scared to, like, talk about it with anybody, because that would make it even more real, right? And so I was, like, so scared, and I was just, like, in my head this whole time, and I was just, like, I am gone, like, how do I come back from this? And then all of a sudden, like, I think it was, like, half an hour, almost 45 minutes of me just trying to, like, self-soothe and just trying to be like, it's okay, this is fine, this is fine, this is fine, while everything like that was still happening.
So was there also a piece of you that could remind yourself, like, you're high right now? Or was it so, like, you're so in, like,
I was so I was consumed by the experience.
Oh, wow. Okay,
there was no rational thought. Yeah. Like, there was nothing there telling me,
it's just the drugs.
Right. No, it was like, this is your reality. This is what you got yourself into. Holy shit, yeah. You have to accept this, that you've literally gone insane.
Okay, so then, did you know that you'd gone insane because you've been doing drugs?
That's,
do you know what I mean?
Like,
is it that, like, you knew that you inflicted this insanity on yourself from abusing the drugs?
Yeah, because the whole, like, thought process for me in that moment was, like, because every time I did drugs recently up into that moment, I would have, like, this feeling at the back of my mind, is this where I take it too far? Mm-hmm. And it was always that, like, no, it's fine. You can have this trip. It's fine. It's fine. And I was always justifying it, but I could feel myself coming to the end of my, like, journey with the drugs, because I felt like, because this was, even though this was, like, a lot of, like, the party phase, near the end of that phase, I was using it, a lot of it, as, like, spiritual medicine, and I was learning a lot from them, but I wasn't, as, like I said, I wasn't integrating it.
Yeah.
And so all of these lessons were, like, coming at me, and I was learning them on, like, a mental level, but not on a physical level. And so I,
what was the come down like then after that, like, for the longest 40 minutes of your entire
life? Oh my God.
Like, how did, like, how did that come down happen?
So I literally had, like, a conversation with the universe, and I was like, if you get me out of this, I promise I won't do drugs again.
Right.
Like, I was, like, making, like,
bargaining.
I was bargaining. I was like, I, like, swear, like, this is my rock bottom. I'll change. I'm not going to do this again. And I was, like, praying to God, like, please help me get out of this, because I don't want to leave this space without my mind. Like, help me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so that was just a big wake-up call, because I was becoming so reliant on the drugs for my spirituality and for, like, connecting with my intuition. But in that moment, it was like, you have to respect the medicine, and at this point you're not respecting it anymore, and if your intention is always to get fucked up, then we're gonna fuck you up.
Right.
So that was, like, my big wake-up call. Like, if you're gonna continue using the drugs, you have to use them more respectfully. You have to use them with intention, and
treat
not
them as
so
the medicine that they are,
not so abusive. And so this was me, like, okay, I promise I'll do better. Like, and I went, like, full throttle, like, I'll never do that them again. I never want to get to this point again. And so eventually, yeah, I was coming down from that experience and, like, kind of, like, coming back to reality, but I was still so shaken. Like, even now, like, it activates my nervous system so much, because I literally felt like I was on the verge of just completely unraveling and never being able to come back together again.
Right.
And so, yeah.
And then you did it again.
So that whole, the rest of that weekend, I didn't do any more drugs. And so I kind of kept my promise on that end. And I left that whole festival experience like, oh my God, like, I'm a changed person. Like, I can't keep walking down this path. I can't keep doing this. And then I came home, and then a few weeks later, I was like, oh, it was just the setting. So I was like, I'll have a solo trip with acid and dive into it and see what comes up. And so I think a lot of the reason why I used drugs, not in party settings, but, like, when I used them by myself, was because I kind of lacked the trust with my intuition. And I, like I said, I relied on those drugs for, like, the insight and for, like, the external perspective and all the things. But because, like, I don't know, because they just heightened that experience so much. And so I trusted the drugs more than I trusted myself. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I came back and I was like, okay, I'm going to go on a solo trip. It was the setting of the festival that that made that experience so overwhelming. I'm going to kind of have my own solo trip here. And so I was alone in my room. This was like, yeah, I think 2 months after that whole experience. And I was like, okay, I'm going to go into this with intention. I really want to learn as much as I can about like my journey. And I was kind of just like opening myself up to the medicine of acid. And so I took it, and then I got high. And when I say like I got high, like it wasn't me just like sitting on the floor, staring at my ceiling, like drooling, you know, like I was very much like, I had my spiritual music on, I would do like breathing, I would do yoga, and I would just like meditate, and I'd really like get into my body, and I'd have my journal, and I'd write down any insights. And a lot of the time, like a lot of like cool perspective shifts would come about through these experiences. And I would like leave it being like, oh my God, like that's really cool. Like, I'd always leave them like feeling like, oh, we're all one. Like love is the answer. Like all of these like cliche, terms that we hear in the spiritual world. And so this one time it was like, I was just journaling and like all of this, like just channeling was coming through, and I was like, oh my God, like I know the secret to life and all of this stuff. But this was my last acid trip, because as I was coming down, I came, like, had this whole, like, profound insight where it was, like, life is the ultimate trip. And so it's, like, drugs actually take us away from the journey that we're actually on and that we're meant to walk. And so, like, drugs can be the tools. They can, like, you know, they can serve as our guides here and there, but they're ultimately, like, they're not the path. Our life is the path. And so I had like this big eye-opening moment, and I was like, oh my God, like then that, from that experience, I was able to walk away from drugs without looking back, because then I knew, okay, they're no longer needed in my journey. I don't need to rely on them so much. And I realized how dependent I had become on them. But with that awareness, and then now with this new like insight of like, life is like the ultimate journey that you're on. No drug can ever replace this journey that we're already on. Then I was like, saying goodbye to the drugs was easy at that point. You know, like once you have that awareness, you can't like take it back, and you can't, I don't know, like for me, like I don't think I could ever go back to that phase of my life where I could just do drugs like a party drug, you know, like once they give you like once they teach you that lesson, you need to be like willing to walk away from that door and let that lesson be a lesson in the past, and not, you know, because like I feel like if you keep trying to relearn a lesson, it gets more painful and painful in every time, right?
And I think like you said, like, and that it's hard to know where our viewers stand on this, is that like I very much view, and I know you do too, as like psychedelics, any of that, as like earth medicine. Like that is the medicine, right? And like if you keep abusing the knowledge and the power that it's giving you, it's going to force that lesson even harder and make it like even more like fucking insane in your brain. Do you know what I mean? Like if you keep abusing the medicine's going to abuse you. You know?
Yeah.
And like, and that's just from, like, what I've, like, read, because I've read a lot about it, because it intrigues me. But then I hear stories like that, and I'm like, hell no. Yeah. No thanks.
Yeah.
Because the idea of losing my mind is terrifying. So, like, the fact that you, like, literally thought that, I'm like, I can't even fathom that, like, that would be the worst 40 minutes of your life.
Yeah.
To think that you genuinely lost it. But, yeah, I think it is important to know that, like, yeah, like, what line did you say? You said something about the teacher that I really liked, where it was like, the teacher appears, but you have to know when to walk away from the teacher.
Yeah. So, like yeah, I feel like the whole saying would be, like, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Yeah. But when you've learned the lesson, the teacher walks away. Like, or when the student has learned the lesson, the teacher leaves. And you have to be, you have to allow the teacher to walk away.
Yeah.
Or you have to be able to walk away.
Yeah, you have to know when you're, like, you don't need to be taught anymore. Yeah. Right? And like you said, like, there's the massive integration piece. Like, again, strictly from what I've read, there is a lot of, like, same with, like, I always want to call it, ayahuasca. But it's ayahuasca.
Yeah.
where they talk a lot about how like that is like the mother medicine, right? But you can have these like really massive spiritual awakenings, but then you go back to your life and there's this huge disconnect because you've experienced this like surreal conscious like death of the ego experience. And you have to figure out, your job then is, the medicine is showing you what is possible, you have to fill in the fucking gaps, right? Like, you have to be able to fill in the gaps, but if you're abusing it constantly, you're not capable of filling in the gaps because you're not integrating it, you're not pausing, you're not getting rooted, right? Like, you mentioned a lot how, like, you were kind of just always in this other dimension, like, you were really in the clouds. So then you're not grounded.
That's exactly how, that's a great way to describe it, because I was always, all around me was just like, I could see opportunity, I could see like possibility, and I could see like the potential of everything. And that was, I think that's what kept me in that, for using drugs for so long, because I was always like, it really like widened your perspective and allowed you to see like the bigger picture of things and like, you know, just the potential of everything.
But there's no action.
I was so unintegrated. And so when I came down from those and I was so unwilling to actually walk that journey physically, that's why I was so quick to go to like the next high, because that's where I was living. I was living just in that space of like potentiality and not reality, really.
Right. Do you think that's part of the problem, too, now with people? Because I think people really do abuse psychedelics. Like, really now, right? Because they're super trendy. And there's so much talk about, like, psychedelics being medicine and psychedelics being used in a clinical setting for, like, PTSD and, like, ketamine being used and all of that kind of stuff. But, like, but then you see all these people doing psychedelics in a very just, like, party atmosphere. Do you think that, like, do you think in those settings, it's, like, they're, I don't know where I'm going this. I knew where I was going in my brain. Like, chasing the high because they can see all those possibilities, but because, and, like, even the party setting, right? Like, you're still, like, so up there, and you're, like, this feels amazing, that, like, when you come back down, like, you just don't really want to stay earthside for super long.
But instead of being, because it's heavy here. It's heavy, and there's baggage in, like, this 3D realm that we're in. And I think, and I don't want to like demonize drugs, but I also want to like caution people who are using them so often without intention, because it's like, at the end of the day, they are medicine and they are tools for helping us gain that like more expansive view of life and ourselves, and they help us you know, just widen the lens a little bit. But I think the big thing, the piece that we're missing is the integration piece and the physical steps to get, like, move in that direction.
I think I'll demonize them. I think they're, I'm not going to demonize them. I have no, I have some problems with them. I just think they're so abused.
Yeah.
And I just think like everyone tries to pretend that they're using it for a spiritual experience, but they're really just numbing out, exactly how they use fucking alcohol. And then they're mixing alcohol and drugs. You know what I mean? Like, and so it's like, you just, but then everyone's like, no, it's like this amazing experience. And it's like, yeah, just because you're numb.
Yeah.
Like, just because you're in that experience,
just because you're in that experience all the time, like, meaning you're high all the time, that's borderline delusional. Like, you know, like you're erring on the side of just like being completely out of touch with like what is real and what is reality, which is your sober state, really.
Yeah,
I think a lot of us abuse the hell out of drugs, like even just like weed, you know, like a lot of us, like, and
even just speaking from like experience too,
like,
right?
it's so easy to just like smoke up a little bit and get that little high and like feel like, oh, there's no harm done. Like, it just, it makes me happier. It makes me more chill. Yeah. But why does it make you more happy? Why do you need that substance to like chill you out? Like, it's masking a deeper issue. And I think that's why I had to stop with the drugs, like, after a period, because they introduced me to spirituality and they showed me like what my potential was in that realm. But I had to learn to get there on my own and not rely on these substances. And so if you rely on these substances for so long, you, that's, it's so disempowering to your natural self. Yeah. And you do yourself a disservice because you don't know how to self-regulate, yes, to do all of these things without the use of these substances.
100%, because I see that all the time right now with anxiety. And I am going to say this as somebody who has suffered from crippling anxiety, who has worked their fucking ass off to no longer have crippling anxiety. I think it's a real problem how much people use weed to cope with anxiety. Because they're like, well, I just need a hit before I do this because of anxiety. No, you need to figure out what the root fucking cause is. Mm-hmm. There is a reason you have anxiety. Like, that's not just your natural human state.
You can't keep putting that Band-Aid on.
No, yeah. like you're not just anxious. Mm-hmm. Like, you're not just born anxious. Like, there's subconscious reasons and, like, in your nervous system. Like, anxiety is a physiological response to something. Figure out what that response is, mm-hmm, or why you're responding that way. So I just feel like we just use them also so much. I fully believe that all of it can be used as medicine. I think majority of people don't use it as medicine. And mm-hmm, one of those ways is that it's to cope with anxiety because we're so afraid to look ourselves in the mirror and dig into that.
Yeah.
Right?
And I think if we actually used these substances as medicine, we would be using them far less often than mm-hmm we do. And we would eventually get to a point where we would no longer need it, because if we actually used it as medicine and integrated mm-hmm its wisdom that it's providing us,
yeah,
then we would no longer need it to soothe, to numb out, right, like all of these things. We would be able to function a lot better without these things, right?
Totally. And it's funny because it's like, I think because I don't want to say I've always viewed drugs as medicine. I've just never been interested because I'm such a control freak. So like the idea of like not having control, like even I'm like, okay, well, if I would think about trying it, then I need you to tell me exactly what's going to happen, how long it's going to happen for, what are the stages of this? Like, mm-hmm, I need to know all of it. Right.
Yeah.
So it's like, but even when I look at it as medicine and I'm like, okay, like if I, cause I said in the last episode, if I'm going to do anything, I'm going to do ayahuasca. But like,
mm-hmm,
even then I'm just like, I know, I can feel it in my body. I am not at a place to touch my subconscious in that capacity. Do you know what I mean? Like, my nervous system's not ready for it.
It would be more of, like, a traumatic experience than anything.
Yeah, and, like, that's become a look on, like, to then the understanding of the medicine part of it, right? Like, there's a fear in the was always a fear in the party sense that, like, I don't want to lose control and be stuck and not be able to get out. Like, you couldn't when on the acid trip, right? Where, like, you were stuck and you couldn't even remind yourself you're on acid.
I was in, like, this constant loop of, my life's over, I can't, I won't get out of this.
Fucking terrifying to me, right? Yeah. But then even, then I'm like, well, if I do it as medicine and then I'm stuck in my own fucking brain for 4 hours and I can't get out, I'm like, hell no. Yeah. Right? So I think it's really cool when people, when I hear about people doing it as medicine, I like love that journey for other people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so it is cool.
It is intense.
Yeah. Like, it's so cool to hear, like, to be able to like also see that you're like, I went from that place of like doing it as a party drug. I still had this like wild fucking traumatic trip. But then there was something in you that knew the medicine still. And because, like, they do look at acid as medicine as well, actually, right? Yeah. You still had something to learn.
Yeah.
There's still something that called you back to it.
I think I needed that, like that slap in the face experience with the universe. Like, this is, like, showing me almost, like, the cliff that I was about to jump on if I kept going down this path. Like, I think that was, like, showing me this is where you're venturing down. We're just giving you a glimpse of it.
Right.
At a later point, I think I felt the need to dissect that a little bit, that experience from that state, and finally learn the lesson of, like, I need to close down this door. Right. This is why, because this is a journey. This is taking me away from my journey.
Right.
Right? Like, it all happened for a reason, ultimately, and I'm grateful for the whole experience, and even, like, those really dark, low moments where I thought I was losing my mind. It allowed me to have, like, this, like, such an expansive awareness now of my surroundings, of myself, how I respond to the people around me, how I respond to, like, the most, like, subtle things in my experience. But ultimately, like, I had to learn how to walk away from that, because it's, like, I wasn't learning the lessons anymore, you know, like, right. I had to have that final, like, that final experience of saying goodbye to them, and now I don't feel the need to, like, turn back and walk through that door again.
Right. Do you ever feel like you're not able to, like, get deep enough, so then you're just kind of like, oh, maybe I should do it again, but then it just feels out of alignment? Do you know what I mean? Like, do you ever, like, feel like, oh, maybe I should get into it, because it's, like, it's appealing, it looks pretty, it's, like, put in a pretty package now that you're gonna have this, like, great experience, and then you have to, like, remind yourself that no more.
I have done that a few times within the past 2 years with weed, because weed kind of, now I'm, like, hypersensitive to weed. Like, I'll have one small hit and it feels like I'm in an acid trip. Like, it's, right. like, minus the visuals, but just the awareness aspect. Right. Like, it shoots me off completely. And so, yeah, I was, like, there was some moments even just this past year where I was kind of craving that, like, depth of experience where I was so, like, aware of my intuition and, like, you know, like, having that, like, potent connection. And so I think within the past 2 years I've had, like, two experiences with weed where I was able to, like, smoke a little bit and kind of get into that experience and, like, dive a little bit deeper, but it's not the same as it was before, because it's all those experiences of the past have almost, like, tainted it in a way, because it's like, I know it's not in alignment with me anymore.
Right And then it just feels like a low choice.
Yeah, it feels more like an attachment rather than a high self-worth choice.
Yeah, or, like, that moment where you're just like, oh, I want to be on the same level as everyone else.
Yeah.
And then you do it and you're like, damn it.
Yeah.
I have regrets.
Yeah. So that's still an area that I still struggle with, because it's, like, that temptation to kind of dip my toes back in the water is still, like, there, and it lingers from time to time. But for the most part, like, I'm, like, 85-90%, like, fully confident with walking away from all drugs.
Yeah. Because I just do feel like it's hard, like, when you have had those, like, spiritual experiences with it.
Yeah.
It's hard. I feel like it would potentially be hard to not continue to chase that, so that you're, like, constantly chasing enlightenment, right? Mm-hmm. Because it is an enlightened feeling. You're like you said, like, we're all love. This is one, right? Like, that is the feeling we all want, right? So to know that, like, it's not real.
Yeah.
Like, that's just... that is the drugs, right? When you have to come back down to earth. So to know that, like, that's not right now where your journey is, to get back into that kind of different realm.
Yeah.
It's not where your lessons are right now.
A lot of it right now is, like, having the faith that those spiritual aspects are very much, like, in the background of my experience, and they're always going to be there. But it's kind of like trusting myself enough to not have to chase that, and to exist in the present moment in this grounded 3D reality, and trust that what I'm doing has spiritual significance. There are, like, you know, deeper implications happening on subtler levels that I'm not aware of, but they're happening, and I have to trust that, you know. And I can't be chasing that through drugs all the time, because that's what I was doing the whole time, was trying to see the bigger picture all the time. But just, it gets to be too much when you're seeing, that's all you're seeing, right?
So then, like, I guess I just, like, don't necessarily, like, understand for my brain, because I've never done it, is, like, why you would even, like, want to have that experience in a party setting. Do you know what I mean? Like, it just seems so intense to experience that around other humans, or with, like, loud music and crowds, and, like, that just seems so... intense to then also be in your head, potentially, or, like, so aware of your body. Like, that doesn't sound like a good time to me.
It doesn't in theory, but I've had really, like, healing experiences on the dance floor at shows when I was high, like, mostly in festival settings, because, like, the energy there is usually super positive and uplifting, and, like, good, like, good vibes. And I feel like, because a lot of the time when I'm at the music festivals, I'm very much in my body. I'm, like, dancing to the music, and I let myself go. And that's when, like, all of these, like, hits of inspiration kind of just flow through me. And I feel like I'm just totally dancing with the universe and just so in sync with everyone around me. And so those experiences were super magnetic. But then there was also, like, the flip side of that, where if I was, like, high and at a party and, like, the vibe wasn't right, or someone looked at me weird, it was so quick for me to just spiral, right? So there's, like, the highs and the lows of it.
I also feel like coming back down to earth after that would feel terrible.
It is,
I'd be like, I have depression.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah.
this isn't worth living. This is boring.
Yeah.
Like,
oh my God, you should see, like, people who go to Shambhala, like, understand, like, by the end of it, like, people are just walking zombies. Like, you can tell, like, it's like all the happiness in them is drained because it was all just, it was all ramped up during the whole experience.
That doesn't sound
and then
fun.
And then people are like sleep deprived. It doesn't sound fun when I'm talking about it now, but like when you're in there and in the cult, it's totally the festival culture of people just like dancing all night and right. like, you know, and sleeping all day and whatnot. Yeah, I don't know.
No,
I think you have to be a certain type of person to like actively seek that out and want it all the time. Because I think a lot of people just love that festival culture.
Yeah,
it's the aftermath though that gets a little ugly.
I think for me, it's always the aftermath of everything. Mm-hmm. That is always the what plays such a role in any decision I make. It's the I made this decision. What's the aftermath?
Coming back to reality.
Right.
Like, yeah.
It's no different than drinking, right? The aftermath of that is brutal for me.
Yeah.
So it's the same things with drugs. I'm like, okay, but like, I've just heard such bad stories about how low the lows are, especially if you're somebody that struggles with depression, like how low that could be after. So I'm like, I have those highs and lows without drugs. So, like, why?
It would just be magnified.
Would you
want
to be,
yeah.
like, so out in the, like, galaxies to then have to come, like, crumbling down to Earth? Like, yeah. that doesn't
but
sound
I think
fun.
So many people are so desperate for that connection.
Yeah, fair
and
enough.
They can only reach that through the drugs. And sometimes they think that's the end is justified by,
right.
or the means is justified by the end. Or the end is justified by the
means.
Yeah.
One of those.
Yeah.
It's funny because, like, that you say that, like, people are so disconnected that they crave that. And, like, then there's also, like, and I'm just like, oh, no, I would love to be disconnected from those emotions. Do you know what I mean? Like, that intensity, how different it can be. Like, there's people that chase that intensity. They're like, no, I want to feel it.
Yeah.
And then you have other people who have been taught their emotions are bad. And they're like, no, I can't feel anything.
Mm.
So then, like, but, like, so it's so interesting that then people use drugs to chase that artificial high.
Yeah.
Right?
But like, it also depends what that high brings for them. Because, like, some
right.
people who are aware, that high heightens that awareness. And they have, like, this like magnified sense of like connection with like the universe and like, you know, themselves.
Right.
But then with other people who maybe lack that awareness, the drugs act as like a numbing and it's just them getting high and dancing and feeling good.
Oh,
right. So
yeah.
it kind of depends on the level of awareness within the person too, how the drug interacts with their system.
Okay. Fair enough.
And where they're at in their journey.
Right. Right. Interesting.
Right. Cause like all like, my friends who were, like, on the same drugs as me during some moments, at least to my awareness, weren't having the same, like, existential crises
right.
that I was having.
Melting.
Right? So.
Yeah, I guess that is true. Obviously, like, everyone's, and this is why I don't do them, is because I'm like, no, my mind is already nuts.
Yeah.
So, like, that is true. Like, obviously, everyone's going to have a very different experience. I think, like, for me, though, in, like, the party sense, I just... It doesn't sound like a good enough time.
Mm.
Or, like, it sounds like a... No, it doesn't. It actually doesn't. Like, I'm just... Because all I can think in my head is, like, No, because there is an aspect of you that's not in control.
Mm.
And then you have to come down from that.
Yeah.
And I understand that not everybody thinks that. Like, they're like, no, this is a good time. And I'm just like...
But not for everybody.
No.
Yeah.
It
especially
sound
for people
like
who
it.
Are, like, already so active within their minds and who... Who need that sense of control in their lives and over themselves, especially. I feel like all of us want to feel in control over ourselves. So, like, losing that is really, it can be really destabilizing, even just to think of.
Yeah. Like, you know, the next day, sometimes, like, when you drink and you have to do the apology tour, because, like, or you just think you do because the anxiety is so bad. Like, that is what I could imagine with drugs, like, because you would be so. And maybe you're not that out of control. I just think you're that under control.
No.
And that you have to, like, the next day, like, imagine having to, like, do the apology tour and just be like, sorry, I was just so fucked out of my mind on drugs.
Mm.
Like, that doesn't
I mean,
sound
I've never
good.
Had that, like, out of control feeling outside of that one experience
right.
that I had,
yeah.
you know? Because I was just, my, like, intuition just went into overdrive and was like, you need to learn something right now. I'm going to show you something. It's going to be really scary. And you're gonna have no control over it right now.
Right.
So that was like a very concentrated piece of my experience.
Right.
But overall, my whole experiences, I was very much in control of what I said, what I did, how I felt, very much in the driver's seat, just with that heightened awareness and with visuals. And you'd feel a little bit floaty in your body. And again, I'm not glorifying it.
Right.
I'm not demonizing
it. It doesn't sound glorified. Yeah. That. Still not glorified. I'm like, you haven't convinced me. Not that you're trying to convince me at all. I just find it such an interesting topic, but I definitely like, I love the idea of the medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think that's really cool that like we have that on earth with us, that like these plant medicines, especially as more comes out, but I definitely think as more comes out, the more abused they are, because everyone's kind of, especially after COVID, like everyone's kind of chasing this like enlightened experience to like get away from their current reality.
Yeah.
So I just,
and people want to grow, you know, and they want to improve as individuals, and they're shown these tools that are used to help that.
Yeah.
But we kind of, like myself, tend to get lost in that, and we forget like what our intention in the first place was to just grow and not get lost.
Yeah, and I think for me, I just have never been a big supporter in an altered state as a numbing agent.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Like, obviously, I told you I ate 700 cookies this week to numb out, but like, I think it's the altered state for me. Like, you got to question what you're escaping eventually,
mm-hmm.
right? If you're so consistent in the party aspect of it, or even the medicine aspect, right? Mm-hmm. Like, if you're constantly chasing it, what are you running from? Mm-hmm. Because you are running from something.
Yeah.
Right? Like, there is a reason that you can't stay present,
mm-hmm.
or don't want to stay present in certain situations. That be that weed or mushrooms or MDMA or alcohol or any of it, right? Like,
there's always an intention, conscious or unconscious, and a lot of it is unconscious. And I think that was kind of like the reason why I did a lot of drugs in the first place, was because I was this confident, more talkative person mm-hmm. on drugs. You know, I had like, there was no insecurities, and I was so willing to like be that person, just like no fear, you know?
Right.
And so I was like, oh, I like myself when I'm on these drugs. And so it's like I was avoiding the healing needed to get myself to that state naturally without drugs.
Yeah. Right.
And so it's like there's always a reason why you do things. Get curious about that reason.
Yeah.
Be willing to dig deep and find your reason why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's no different with alcohol.
Yeah.
Right? Like it, you do have to question why. You know, if you're doing something every single weekend and that's the only way you can have a good time, you should take out your journal and ask some questions, man.
Just get a little reflective.
And, like, that's not, like, to judge, because, like, we've all absolutely, like, it's not. I just think that, like, especially in today's day and age, like, we just all need to question a little bit of our need to numb.
Certain patterns, yeah.
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 Yeah, but I think it's very cool. I do. I think the medicine, I love learning about it. I love learning about drugs. Yeah. I love the idea of drugs. I don't ever want to do them. I think the highest I've ever been, my friend and I smoked weed in university. Mm-hmm. It was like, I think it might have been my first time getting high, actually.
Really? Okay.
And we got very, very high. We walked to the gas station to buy a bunch of munchies. Like, we literally were like, let's get high and just eat our faces off. Like, that was really the point. And so we're getting back at res, and we like step into the elevator, and you know when the elevator does that weird like droppy thing?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it just like, because there's weight in it.
Yeah.
So that happened, and immediately I was like, holy shit, I have to pee. And then in my brain, I was peeing my pants. But I was so high, I couldn't, like, connect reality from my brain. Like,
oh my god, yeah.
So I literally started pissing my pants in the elevator. And I'm like, Janelle.
No.
Janelle, I'm peeing my pants. And she's like, no, you're not. She, like, looks down, and all she does is she's like, those are my jeans. Like, literally fully pissed my pants in the elevator.
Oh my god.
Yeah. And then we were literally so high that we sat in the elevator for, like, 10 minutes thinking it was moving. And we were on the main floor. And I was like, no, it's the gravity from the elevator. It just, like, pulled the pee out of me. We weren't moving.
Oh, my God.
We weren't moving. So that was, like, that was like one of the like the first time I ever got high, I think. And it was
what an experience.
Yeah, and there was like one other really horrible time that I'm not going to get into, but like mm-hmm. Yeah, that was, you know what I mean, like, so it's just like,
yeah,
no thanks. That's the apology tour, like, sorry I ruined your jeans.
Like, I had no control over my bladder.
Yeah, like, you think I'm afraid of my mind? I couldn't even control my body parts. So, like,
oh my god, I'm dying.
Do you know what I mean? Like, so it's a no for me, dog. Like,
I'll take a pass on that.
Yeah, so everyone's like, no, you'll have control. I'm like, I can't even control my bladder in an elevator. Like, yeah. So anyways, that was like my only like one of five experiences. Yeah. So maybe one day I'll do ayahuasca. Mm. Should it present?
Mm. With the shaman in the Amazon forest guided.
Yes. But I'm allowed back on an airplane. Yeah.
Who knows when that'll be?
I know. I'll just do ayahuasca so it's like I'm traveling. Mm. Yeah. Well, do you have anything else you'd like to add, chat about, talk?
I don't think so, honestly. I think my big like takeaway message is if you're using psychedelics, just be intentional and be aware and have like a level of like self-honesty, you know, like, yeah. I think you'll eventually come to a point that you don't need them anymore. I think we all eventually will come to a point where we're like, mm-hmm. oh, we don't need this medicine because we've learned the lessons it provided.
Yeah.
So just be honest with yourself through that process and just get curious if you're resistant to walking away from these substances.
And respect it.
Yeah.
Like, respect what it actually is.
Yeah.
Right? Whether you're using it for fun or spiritual experiences, respect, I think, the power of it.
Yeah, exactly. That's the, like, the main thing. It's like, they're so powerful. We can't disregard that.
Yeah.
So
100%. Well, thanks for sharing your experiences, Sid.
Thanks for listening.
That was wild. I literally can't imagine that experience.
Yeah.
Worst fear.
I'm glad I'm here and grounded and I have my mind and it's all intact.
Totally. And I would personally, because like I said, I love learning about drugs. So if you want to share your psychedelic experiences with me so that I'm not sitting here shit-talking them, please do.
Like, we would love to hear them.
To hear them. I seriously love... I've loved learning about it since I was really young. When I was, like, 12, I read, like, Nikki Sixx's Heroin Diaries. Like,
you're 12?
Yeah, I love learning about drugs. But I just refuse to do them. So, yeah, share, please. We would love it.
Mm-hmm.
Love to hear your experiences.
Yeah.
But...
All right.
Have a great week, and we'll catch you on the next episode.
See you next time, guys.